We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Heat lose! But I'm going to stay positive because everyone says, I'm too negative about this team. This team is great. There's nothing to complain about. So this was just a blip on the radar. I mean, they're perfectly okay. What did they shoot from three today? Just another game of shooting 24% from three. Nothing wrong with that. That's okay. Tyler Hero going 0-7 from three. Kelly Olynyk 1-7 from three. Duncan Robinson 3-11. Trevor Ariza hit a three, so there's something, right? It's not all negative. Bam Adebayo had 29 points. Jimmy Butler had 15 rebounds. He's screaming at his own sideline. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to see here, guys. It's all good. The Heat are fifth place. It just dropped below Atlanta. Nothing to worry about. This team is a title contender. It's the same squad as last year. So there's nothing to worry about. These guys will start shooting lights out in no time. So bring me out, Brass. Let's have a good time, and let's find out what everybody's drinking tonight. Ethan Smolnick, it is not a negative situation. We're going to keep it positive and happy because I feel like I've been, just this bearer of bad news on the Twitter timeline and on these shows. Even during the streak, I was telling you this team fucking can't score 106 points in 2021 in an overtime game. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that, Christian, right?
Should we call the police? You look like you're in trouble. Your eyes are screaming, help me. And your mouth is like, everything's good.
What are you drinking, Chris? Are you day drinking like I am? Because
I had an awful hangover this morning. And then I woke up and I found out I had to produce a show with a just awful hangover. Shout out to the Weird Alf pregame show. But I am drinking tequila with some of Whole Foods' finest cold-pressed juices. It's very good, actually. It's not bad.
I love the way Trader Joe's finest cold pressed juices. This is the whitest hangover time we've had, and you just set it off. You just set it off properly. G, in your dungeon, why is your room so dark? It's daytime.
What do you mean dungeon? I have light. Look,
I have plants. He's got plants. Look at that. I actually like that.
I have a light. I don't know where my control is, but I have like lights. Yeah, I mean, that's good.
What are you drinking? Are you day drinking?
I'm having Pisco. Let me Pisco on the rocks.
It's good shit, man.
Finishing the bottle.
It's good shit. You deserve it after such a thrilling game, a thrilling, thrilling matchup of two worthy opponents.
I have Bam and Jimmy, so I'm working.
Looking on the bright side. Thank you, G. There we go. There we go. Brass, what are you drinking today, actually?
I'm drinking, yeah, I only have a few drinks that I really like day drinking with. So I had some basil on hand, so I'm drinking a gin basil smash again.
Yeah.
Look at that. Positive energy gin basil smash. I don't know what that means, but it sounds good. It sounds fun. We like to smash.
We got our asses smashed tonight. Today.
Phrasing.
Tonight. Oh, today.
Frankie, what are you drinking tonight on this happy Sunday afternoon?
Well, I'm doing some orange juice and vodka because screw this game.
All right. I like that. Sweet thumbs up. Now, okay, there is a play. I'm going to do my Frankie breakdown of a play from this game. You got it, Brass?
I sure do. Here we go.
Here's my break. Holy shit.
The harp was just a great touch.
Hit me with that one again, Brass. Hit me with that one again.
If you want to talk over, you got to unmute your mic, Alpha.
Oh, okay. I'll do that this time. Holy shit. That man is dead. Goodbye. What a beautiful.
It's a dead body right there.
Dead body situation.
What a beautiful, beautiful scene on a Sunday. Bam caught like three bodies tonight, no lie. There was that big foreign-looking fuck he dunked over in the first quarter. He had that one over Sabonis, and then he had another one, and was it overtime or fourth quarter? Bam was amazing tonight. I mean, I bag on different guys on this team, and a lot of people are like, well, what about Bam? Bam gave you 29 and 10 today. Jimmy gave you 21 and 15. I mean, you know, like the rest of these guys have given you nothing. Chris, nothing. Like, I mean, Kelly Olynyk, who I've been caping for, me and G were on the Kelly Olynyk bandwagon because he is still.
I mean, I'm always caping for him, but yeah.
But he's still their best option at power forward, which tells you how fucking bad this roster is. Kelly Olynyk, 3 for 11, 1 for 7 from three. I mean, where can Jimmy and Bam look to for consistent help on this team?
That's the thing. They don't really have any real options when it comes to consistency. They need to basically figure out, you know, somewhere in the first three quarters, all right, who's feeling it tonight and who are we going to go with? Like tonight, you know, Andre gave them some pretty solid minutes. You know, he only took one shot from the field, but he had three assists. He had a couple steals. The Heat were plus 17 in his 20 minutes. You know, he was really productive out there, especially defensively when the Heat, especially later in the game when the Heat were trying to make a run back. But I mean, tonight, I mean, Bam, he filled the stat line tonight, 29-10, two assists, two steals, three blocks. He had two monster dunks. Three monster dunks. Like, the thing that, like, I was really looking for tonight was really to watch Trevor Ariza. He still looks a little bit rough out there. He definitely saw some defensive flashes, which definitely give you optimism. But it's not a great sign that I think he's now, he's 1 for 5 on his first, you know, 5 3 attempts. They haven't looked really that great. Hopefully his form will come around. But definitely defensively, it was great to see. It was good to see him bodying up Sabonis, especially on the defensive boards, and showing that he is capable of doing that, because I think that's how Spo's going to use him, is like throw him in at the five at times.
It makes you feel better about them maybe having to trade Kelly. If they do make a move and the salary is involved, Kelly is going to be necessary. I don't think I'm wrong on that, G. And if Ariza can bang with centers down low, like it makes Kelly a little bit more expendable as your starting power forward.
Can I propose something that someone?
Wait, before you propose something, I need a situation here, just so that I need a drink.
Oh, no drip drop, right?
Here we go.
Starts with the defense for Miami in the block situation.
A block situation. Love it.
We're taking a sip every time we hear situation in the night.
Shout out to Frankie for the Flanagan's Cup all the way out in Texas.
Always representing.
Listen, you got to take Florida with you. Go ahead, G.
So we talked about like kind of when they traded Myers for Ariza, which, by the way, I think you do. I don't think, you know, I don't think that we look back on that and say that was a bad move. I mean, he's going to help them. But when you move Myers, you kind of lose a big sizable contract that you can move for another player. And I was talking to somebody who was kind of in the know, and they sent me this trade, and they said to watch out for a third team. Watch out that the Heater are getting a third team involved. And they sent me this deal. Heat get Lowry, Norman Powell, and JaVale McGee. The Raptors get Andre Drummond and Tyler Hero. The Cavs get Iguodala, Harkless, and Olynyk. You not only get a shooter and a downhill threat in Norman Powell. Also, obviously, we know what Kyle Lowry brings. You get a backup big in McGee, right? So if Precious is not that answer, and if you don't feel comfortable, McGee's played on two championship teams. Funny enough, and he's been a solid player, especially for Cleveland this year. Not in Cavs' future. Cleveland is very willing to facilitate deals, and especially if the Heat have some second round picks.
I had to put that up because G sounds so serious and serene.
Yeah, right, no, I'm just, you know,
you had me at Kyle Lowry, man. You don't even have to explain it. Motherfucker in. Let's go.
I guess the only concern is, you know, paying Norman Powell because he's gonna get paid.
It ain't your money. Stop. Listen. No,
I'm just saying that, like, you know, if you want to pick apart the trade, but I mean, out goes Hero, Iguodala, Harkless, Olynyk, in comes Lowry, JaVale McGee, Norman Powell. Send that shit in.
Let's go.
I think probably that he'd have to send their 2022 second round pick to the Cavs to make this work, but I mean, you do that.
Brass, I get people that are, you know, Hot Take Harry came at me today. You know, Hot Take Harry is. He's on fire at all times. He was like, you can't trade your best asset for a one-year rental in Kyle Lowry. And I'm like, you're forgetting the whole Norman. One-year rentals. Yeah, you're forgetting the whole Norman Powell thing. And like, also, like, I'm watching Jimmy Butler screaming for help. Yeah. Like, we need their window is not this next 6 or 7 years. Jimmy Butler is your best player. And you need to start winning right now. And I don't care if it's a one-year rental. Yep. I don't care what it's going to cost Mickey Arison. I don't worry about other people's pockets. Like, I'm not paying for that shit. Mickey is. Like, whatever it costs, whatever it takes, they need to get better.
Their window is Jimmy.
Yeah,
it is Jimmy. They can – we'll see what happens after that. But the window that they're really focused on is Jimmy. And you're going to have to give up something to get some good players, like, in that trade. However – you can still fill out the roster with other people. Everyone loves talking about buy out this and buy out that, but we're not in a position to get buyout players. We're really not, because buyout
players
would
they want to
go to players that are actually a team that actually has a legit shot of making it. Blake Griffin goes to Brooklyn because they have a legitimate chance at making the finals, right? And I don't really think, even though we just came off of the finals, I don't know. This offense is not clicking, man. So I think if you can get a couple players for a couple of years and get a year or two out of them, that's enough. That's enough, because you'll be able to get some buyout guys to join and build up the back end of the roster.
You
sure
also have the trade exception that's going to expire soon. Mm-hmm. I think it's tomorrow. Yeah, expires tomorrow. So I mean, if they get on the phones now, they can make something happen. They have avenues. I mean, they have the biannual, which is going to be – they can offer some of the most money in a buyout market, especially if they make, like, a bigger move for, like, Lowry or something, and they become a more attractive place. They can offer role and a little bit more money and a nice city with no state tax. So that matters.
Well Frankie, yeah. I'm a lot of people, you know, they're saying, why would you make a move? It's not going to get you past the Eastern Conference Finals. I contend that getting the right guy at the point guard position, the right kind of guy who can get in the paint and create for others, completely changes his offense, and it does put you back into real contention. Or is it just stand pat and just ride this team out for the rest of the season.
I think Kyle is the epitome of a guy who just makes any team better. He just fits with any system. He can play on ball, off the ball, create shots. We've seen how many times we've missed Goran's ability to create shots for himself, shots for others. Kyle's going to give you like 18 and 8 every night. He's going to play great defense on the point of attack. He's going to help be a great spot up guy next to Jimmy. He's going to be able to create for Bam. He just knows how to win. Like Kyle Lowry just changes your culture and makes it a winning situation no matter what. I mean, he turned Toronto from a laughing stock into a championship organization that is respectable amongst everybody. Kawhi did a lot of that too. I'm not going to give G too much of that credit. He's too happy there.
Wait, we got another situation?
Yeah, well, Frankie just hit it with the situation, so I think, we got another one. Yeah, Crotty was...
Crotty with
him. He was on something today, man.
He had to go up over top from the Vincent lob situation.
Love that!
I noticed that Crotty was, like, a little too excited at the McConnell McDermott passes.
Oh, he loved it, man. Do you guys have a real connection? Yeah, they're the next Jordan and Pippen.
I want someone to believe in Heatbeat the way that he believed in McConnell McDermott passing.
Oh, here we go.
Croppy blanket.
We got an invasion situation.
Infiltration situation.
Alex, tell me you just came back from holding him accountable.
I did. I can confirm. That's why I'm still in my reporter jacket, in my jacket that I would be wearing if I was at the game.
Even when you're fucking room?
God damn right.
Only for you guys. Only for you guys.
Oh, good. Okay, that's acceptable.
If I was on 5 on the floor, I'd be just wearing the t-shirt.
There you go.
Okay, so what did you ask Spo?
I asked him about the missed open shots and if he attributes, you know, the offensive struggles to mostly that or is it more than that? And he basically said it's more than just about one thing. And it was weird because the answer before, he was just kind of like, yeah, we're missing a lot of open shots. So it's like he completely acknowledged it in the question before. But then once I got to, he's like, nah, the open shots aren't that big of a deal.
He's always just trying to keep you down, man. Unreal.
By the way, he ended the Zoom right after. And I was like the fourth question. It's not like it had been going on. That Zoom, I couldn't even ask my follow-up.
You rattled him, bro. He was like, I'm done with this.
I think Alex should play Spo in the Heat in the Miami Heat movie. That might work.
we do have some more of those, by the way.
Well, I figured we'll get to it in a little bit. Right. I saw Smeetha said she saw Alex on Only in Dade this weekend. Alex, were you down there on South Beach partying?
Fist pumping? I have completely avoided South Beach the whole month. I know how spring break gets, and I knew it was going to get crazy this time. And it's just reliable everywhere else. Like, I don't need to rely on South Beach. And last night, I know Christian was tweeting about it, like that buildup on pretty much every entrance to get into South Beach, like it was ridiculous. I had to literally call and ask my passengers, "Yo, you're not going to South Beach, right?" Like, which I've never done before, but it was like literally impossible to get in. Like I was so fortunate
that like I got off right as the traffic was like reaching its like where it was backed up to, because if I had to. It was not moving at all from like the 30 seconds that I quickly drove by it before getting off on the exit. Oh man.
You know what they were doing, right? They closed every lane except for one, and they were checking driver's licenses to make sure that you actually live there.
Right. Wild stuff.
I mean, if you're at South Beach, we know you're not from Miami. Yeah.
I don't think that's what I kind of push back on that. Like, there's like really
no, not on holiday weekends.
Not on holiday weekends. Yeah, but like
from Miami, do not like. I remember, like, I think I went to like the first Memorial Day on South Beach back in the day, and then after that, I was like, I'm never going down there again. Those wasn't Miami folks out there.
Yeah, but like for Halloween.
Like Miami dudes don't wear Timberlands on the beach.
No, yeah.
Memorial Day, spring break, New Year's, like, don't even bother.
Like Miami dudes aren't wearing Timberlands in the sand, screaming "Yo ma, hey ma."
Miami people aren't going to wet wheelies. New Yorkers. I guess that's the thing. Like we're not going to wet wheelies, but there's I'll go to Broken Shaker.
That's not South Beach to me though.
You're saying they're not going to Fat Tuesdays?
Yeah, I know.
We're talking about like
Broken Shaker's not really South Beach.
Yeah, we're talking about like 17th. Talking about like 17th and
Miami people not going to Mangoes.
Oh my God. Have you ever actually gone to Mangoes?
I never walked in there once.
One time.
Like 10 years, I'll fuck with mangoes. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. You know, on a drunken night, you'll stumble in. Like, I enjoy the Clevelander on a Saturday afternoon every few years. It's nice. Just not on a holiday weekend. Anyway, I guess we're supposed to get back to this game.
Do we have to?
A free throw situation. Somebody has got to, like, write him an email or something, like.
I mean, it's a bit at this point, right?
It's like, he has to be doing it on purpose. Like a really shit bit.
Shout out to Fez. Can we do what are you drinking for Alex? Can we?
What are you drinking?
Yeah, dude, he's like, what is that?
So I threw in some of my Green Apple Tennessee Jack Daniels into my green tea citrus, you know, just for the show. I mean, I wasn't gonna make a drink, period. But I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna work until like 9 or 10, so it's all right.
I don't know if that's it. I don't know if that is all right.
That's a responsible situation.
That's a DUI situation.
Yeah.
I guess you know, was to you guys. Oh, you know what we should do? Brass, who kicked our ass tonight? We completely forgot that.
They kicked our ass.
I mean, it was pretty much.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
A team effort. Like, I'm looking at the box score. They had 7 guys in double figures, nobody above 17. Like, this is what the Heat used to do to teams last year. But I'll start it off, and I will say that once again the twins kicked our ass. The McDermott and the McConnells, like, you expect it from Sabonis, you expect it from Miles Turner, but then this guy comes out here with McDermott and just picks you apart. Christian, who kicked our ass tonight?
That old dude that Brass just flashed up there.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes 3-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with 2-day shipping, and the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
Oh, TJ Mitchell.
Honestly, dude, that was brutal to watch, man. Like, how many times was freaking TJ McConnell looking like John Stockton out there finding McDermott on a back cut, like for just like the easiest layup. It was, oh my God. It was like every time that TJ had the ball, all the Heat players were just standing there frozen looking at him. And what happens when you do
what,
that?
What, dude, like, what was that?
Like, it's the power of fundamentals, Alf. Come on.
They were just in awe of the fundamentals.
The coach's son was just coming into the lane and like he's
– he knows where all the crevices are. Fundamental situation. The game.
And like everyone was just looking at him like, oh, he won't shoot. Like I think people every time he comes out there, they're surprised that he's on a basketball court. And no one guards him. They think he just ran on the floor with an official jersey. Like they're like, there's no way that this guy is an actual NBA player, so I'm not going to guard him. Like it's just a wild situation for Moose. I mean, Alex, G's about to spit on this microphone. Who kicked our ass tonight?
That's funny.
I mean, I was just going to talk about TJ McConnell, man. Like, I didn't even realize that he put up 15 assists the other night, and I just think it's crazy. Like, and when he did that celebration that G is doing there, like, I was like, you know what? I can't even be mad.
I wanted someone to fight him. I wanted Udonis to leave his COVID.
I usually hate TJ McConnell, but I'm like, he's doing them up so bad. Like, I couldn't even be mad at them doing that.
Eating five biological warfare.
Frankie, who kicked our ass?
TJ McConnell went 13 for 16 in these two games against
the Heat.
Yeah.
Yo, and his whole diet of shots is just like
mid-range
within 14 feet. It's ridiculous.
He's got the Dos Minutos package.
There was a point where Spo put Trevor Ariza on him. And I'm like, we're at this point now. Like, you have to put one of your best defenders on TJ McConnell because Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson are going to get smoked.
Not Duncan. That was Tyler and Nunn.
You know who kicked our ass? Tyler Hero kicked our ass.
Oh, my God, dude. Even though Tyler had a couple of good defensive possessions at the end of the fourth and in overtime, overall, like these above-the-break threes, air balls, and like just early in the shot clock.
Man.
Like,
that one literally had me laughing.
You know how you're really tired of Tyler Hero? Is when you talk about him and you say, well, he had a couple good defensive possessions.
Yeah.
Then you know shit has gone south with Tyler Hero.
He took a contested three down one in transition. It was like, what? Why? Why? You're not hitting these shots. You're 0 for 7. Yeah. What are you doing?
Sorry, G. Go ahead.
No, I was like, Frankie, like, if you remember, like a couple, I think it was in overtime, Ariza's on a break and has the exact same kind of play, except Ariza's a vet. And doesn't do something stupid and waits for the offense, and then they get a bucket because, you know, he's not.
And then the thing is, everyone's like, oh, Tyler has the balls to take that kind of shot. I know I need someone with the brains not to take that fucking shot. Like, he had two of them at the end of the game. Like, and just like, come on, dude, you haven't hit a fucking three pointer since fucking Black History Month. Like, stop it, bro.
It. Is that what it is?
I think it is. Ever since like the end of Black History Month, he just doesn't feel connected with with society.
Alvin's very selective of his words. Right. It was like Myers trying to go through one slur to pick.
I'm like, let me stop. Get ahead of myself.
Frankie, did you see that tweet? And it was like Myers was like searching for the slur, like he was flipping through a Call of Duty weapons menu.
Yeah.
Someone says I miss Struce. Like, I'm so sad that we missed Struce. Like, Gabe Vincent was one of our best players tonight.
He actually was. He was like three or four from behind the arc for like the first time fucking ever. Like on a night that they actually had, I know that they get actually plus minutes from Gabe Vincent. Oh,
he hit three out of the nine threes.
Yeah, another rough night from Kendrick. Kendrick looks like he's just like plummeting back down to earth.
You know how bad Kendrick is. Yeah, you know how bad Kendrick is? We stopped even talking about Kendrick. And okay, so
Don't ever get fooled by him again.
Let's all stop getting fooled by everybody on this team. I need everyone to fucking stop with this youth movement, player control. You know, you got these young guys on good contracts. Get the fuck out of my face with all that shit. Fuck them kids. This team scored 8 points in fucking overtime. Once again, in regulation in 2021, when teams are throwing up 130 night after night, they didn't score 100 points in regulation. You want to keep talking about these fucking kids, and you don't want to. You want to mortgage the fucking future, and all these kids are offensive players who can't play defense. And if your offense sucks, then what the fuck is the point? Like, literally, what the fuck is the point? Oh, we don't need a 35-year-old. Yes, we do, motherfucker. We need motherfuckers that belong in the NBA, that can play defense, that know not to shoot an above the break three when you're 0 for fucking 6 at the time. Like, enough of this bullshit with you protecting these young guys. Fuck them. Send them off wherever the fuck they need to go. I don't care what this team's record is. They are not a good offensive team. They went on a streak beating a bunch of bad teams by 5 points off the back of Jimmy Butler's heroics with 6 minutes left. Like, enough. Enough. Like, they hadn't – when's the last time they blew out a team? You're talking about fucking point – talk about point differential. Someone's like, oh, it's the Bucks game, and it's that 27-point beatdown by the Pacers. When the – why is that – other teams have gotten blown out, but the Heat have not once blown anybody out this whole fucking season. They can't break away from teams. If they're down 8, you don't have any faith that they can fucking come back and score 8 straight points in any kind of specific amount of time. They are horrible offensively. So keep telling me we can't trade these kids. They're our future. If they're our future, fuck our future. We're doomed.
Bars.
We're fucking doomed.
YouTube is going to be bars. So fucking piss at you out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm being so negative about this fucking juggernaut squad. This Eastern – oh, they're Eastern Conference champions. That and a bag of chips will get you fucking nothing, okay? Get the fuck out of my face. I'm sorry.
I thought you were talking about the Pacers as the juggernaut.
Oh.
He cannot beat them.
I'm sorry. I'm back to being positive.
They got lucky that Sabonis didn't play in the bubble.
That's what happens when you come with that fake positivity.
Oh, my God, it's a build-up.
Just like all the negativity just gets clogged up, and then you just boom, like that. I should do that more often.
I got, like, acid reflux.
Like, they went into the season thinking that Goran and Tyler would be their third and fourth best player, and they haven't been. Like, we're talking about KO being, like, their third best player some nights, right? Maybe Goran their fourth some nights. Like, that's not what they thought they were coming into the season with. And when those guys are not like, you can't depend on the two people that you thought you could depend on, plus you don't know what you're going to get from Duncan night to night. I mean, that's how you go from, like, a legit offensive juggernaut last season to you get 3 field goals in overtime. Like,
how many times does this shit happen, though? Like, how many, like, everyone, oh,
they were really creative offensively in overtime. They were running everything they had.
You can't fucking shoot.
They were running every version of double drag they could. They were doing their fucking little split actions. They were doing everything in their playbook.
Against
the Pacers in March. So it's not like, you know, you can look at Spo, like, and even the handoff stuff. I mean, Tyler got a wide open 3 at the top of the key. Like, wide open, nobody around. He got the space. He got to gather. Like, they were generating every shot they wanted. Nobody could hit shit. Olynyk was missing at the rim. I mean, it was just...
Frankie, I think you got a couple of plays. You need to do these plays while I calm down. So, yeah, first of all, we need a situation, Brass.
Okay, here's another situation for you.
You know, it's not just about getting a fast break situation.
I love karate, man.
We need to.
I want to let you know.
We need to work on a checklist graphic that we can just, like, so we can remember them all. Because
he's
like,
I have different situations, and I want to point out that all of them that I pulled here for the show are all in the first half.
We stopped.
I am not even kidding.
Me and Brass were going back and forth. We stopped like halfway through the second quarter and said, "Well, that's enough."
I honestly can't believe there's this many. I need to pay better attention.
It's absolutely unacceptable.
But go ahead. I think it's time for Frankie to shine. Go ahead with your plays, Frankie.
Let's get it. I don't know which play we got first. Oh, this is a great defensive play here. Stop it right here. All right, you see the team is lined up perfectly. They're running a couple screens to try to get I think that's Sabonis in the post right here. All right, play it.
It was a white blur.
All right, pause.
You see, Jimmy is slowly inching towards the post. Everybody's head is facing Sabonis. They're all ready for this next move. Once Sabonis starts dribbling and he puts his head down, Jimmy's going to force a trap, and you're going to see the rotations. Play it. Stop. Nunn is going to come here, take away the first pass. Duncan's going to rotate over to McConnell. Ariza's going to take the next pass, and Jimmy's going to do a great job rotating weak side to take that away. Look at this swarm. Go. Boom, boom, boom. Nothing. Kelly inside. Duncan, boom, contested three. Contested jumper. That's exactly the kind of swarming activity level we love from the Heat. This is why Spo likes to play small so much, because you can do that with Ariza at the four. You can't do that with Kelly at the four. This is the next play.
And Kelly's quicker. Yeah, oh, this was the one I really liked.
Yeah, the double drag. Play it again.
Very short for a play by play.
It's so quick. Pause. Okay.
Are you doing it or me?
Oh, I thought I was gonna do it. Go ahead.
Okay, so Braskin, can you start from the top?
Yes. Yeah.
So stop it right here. Okay, so Brogdon's on Butler, and Duncan sets that initial screen. So the double drag is kind of like a semi-transition double screen play. So what the Heat typically run is they have Duncan at the head of it, so that, you know, Jimmy gets a mismatch one-on-one going to the basket. The Heat kind of flip that, which they have Bam. And because Duncan kind of had a hot kind of shooting end to the fourth quarter, he's going to get guarded. So that Duncan's man is now going to have to step up. Jimmy's going to come across that screen, and Brogdon gets caught. Bam's man is going to have a choice. Am I going to contain the ball handler, or am I going to contain the roller? So can you roll it? Okay, pause it. Bam gets completely behind the defense. They have to corral Jimmy. Brogdon was behind the play, and Duncan's man had to stay with Duncan in case that they kick out the pass. Once you roll it, Bam gets a free dunk. No help. Play.
That whole thing provided to you by Duncan. No help, I mean, like, defense, because they're scared of Duncan.
That's kind of like the entirety of their offense. They just have like their guard screen in these sets, and you kind of have Jimmy work on mismatches, and you use movement and misdirection to get stuff to the rim. They do it with Kelly, they do it with Bam. The issue is that if Duncan doesn't hit shots, like, your offense doesn't work, because if the defense is like, well, fuck it, I'm not going to guard this guy. You know, if they switch that. So if Brogdon and Holiday switch, you don't get that advantage anymore. So then the big man doesn't have to contain Jimmy because there's a guy in front of the ball, and Bam doesn't get behind the defense. That is allowed because Duncan hit a couple shots late, and you have kind of a threat on offense, and that's just where they've struggled all year.
But when Duncan isn't hitting shots, you don't have to respect him.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead, Brass.
This one's a little scary, because it seems like Eric has been infected. I don't know if this one counts, but we're going to play this.
It could have been a life-saving situation for LeVert, much less his career.
Oh, come on.
That context.
But that is all, dude.
Play it again.
It could have been a life-saving situation for LeVert, much less saving his career.
Take a shot, fuckers. Let's go.
I would say a life-saving situation is fair.
Situation?
That is definitely a situation.
You know, I used to call things a situation, but it was more like in cooking context, and then karate started doing it, and I just stopped.
It has to be a verbal tick, or he knows what he's doing at this point.
My I watch games with my mother. She hates it, and she calls him John Karate. She's out on him. She goes, "Can we tell?" She just goes, "Karate, shut the fuck up," and she mutes him. She's out.
Wait, is that who? They kicked our ass. Was that a John Karate situation this whole time?
I believe so.
Holy shit.
Oh, I believe so.
That was your out, Brass. That was a joke.
Oh, man. We got to get to the Miami Heat movie shit.
Oh, we did.
Oh, okay. Let's do the Miami Heat movie. So, Brass, go ahead. You take it from here. I think we're deep into it now. I think we have like a few episodes coming up where we have some good ones, but you guys are giving us some good ones. The DJ Qualls, that was Jay Jock, right?
Go Pack. Go,
I believe so. Yeah, DJ Qualls. That one is
DJ Qualls is Chris Quinn. Fantastic. Oh, just amazing. I absolutely. But what else?
You got some good. That is really
that's
good.
That's not fair.
So
that's
we have
fair. No. That's what he looks like. That's a good.
That's what he looks like. Ha! Joke's on you. That's been Chris Quinn the whole time. no. So we got some of the broadcasting crew now for today. So Fess Butter had a couple recommendations. And again, you can send us your recommendations at hashtag Miami Heat movie. So send us your casting recommendations. We got this one. I don't know if you guys are going to know who this one, but this is a fantastic one. For Coach Tony Fiorentino, we have Dennis Farina. Which is fantastic.
Okay, but wait a minute. It's supposed to be a young Coach Fiorentino, isn't it?
No, it doesn't matter.
Well,
listen, Christian.
Here's the problem with this.
Special effects, baby.
No,
we have no idea what this is taking
place. Here's the biggest problem with the Dennis Farina one is he's dead. So
it's a dead situation.
Yeah, he's dead. So,
oh my God.
So we're gonna have to recast that one down the line, but let's keep going. So Fez also had another good recommendation for Eric Reed. We got Stanley Tucci.
Oh, nice!
Which I think is really good.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Really, really good.
I like that a lot, actually.
Normally, I only give you a couple. I'm gonna give you a couple more.
This is my favorite. This is my favorite.
For which one? The karate one.
No,
I'll do the Jax one. You're right. I'll do the Jax one. So for Jax, we got Kenan Thompson.
Oh, no. Stop. It's an ascot situation.
The ascots look like tattoos. It looks like
it really does.
Tough shoes to fill.
I wanted the Rock really for good. Jason Jackson. But
he wants the Rock for everyone.
Yeah, he really did.
And for so for John Crotty, we were thinking about like, man, who the hell? It's got to kind of like got to be someone we don't really like that much. But there are definitely a subset of people that do like him. So we went with Kirk Cameron.
It's a growing pain situation.
It's a growing pain situation. Yeah. So. Again, send us your hashtag Miami Heat movie. Give us some more casting. We're gonna do everyone.
She got
we
Better
can.
Call Saul.
Oh, that well.
Oh, we might have
somebody that people
well,
like.
Listen,
a great actor.
We'll still go back and tweak some of these.
There might be a revisitation situation. Oh,
he might be too charismatic. Now that I think about it,
absolutely.
Bonus situation. Tyler Herro will be able to get to the free throw line.
Bonus.
There was one where he was situation twice in the same breath. He was like, it's a free throw situation during this bonus situation. I was like,
he's
just
doing
shit,
it to
bro.
Like piss everybody off.
I think he's doing it honestly.
It's just a bit.
Yeah. He's situated all over himself.
I would respect it if it was a bit.
I really would. If they just started like periodically looking at Twitter and finding the things that piss off people the most and then just doing that all the time.
I mean, Eric Reed said justice better. So how far out of the realm is this?
I mean, they're doing Jim VP on the damn broadcast.
Alex, we have Leo's calling you out right here. He says, he says, I respect you guys, but it's time for you guys who allegedly know basketball. This
I
has to be
my
about
name
you.
There.
I know it has to be about you because he ain't talking to me. To review full games, not just highlights, because I know you motherfuckers just out here watching highlights. What? To review full games and see how Bam refusing to bang and switching to stay with guards hurt us. Why are we always doubling players on top like if they were MJ or Kobe?
Can I have
I agree.
Can I have
I agree.
Them? No, like, because
Kendrick
all,
Nunn and Tyler Herro suck. And if they can stay in front of somebody, then Bam wouldn't have to do that.
But Bam does over-switch, though. He definitely over-switches.
Is he over-switching, or does he have to do it because
that's
our
the defense.
But that's still, not, like, if you don't have a weak side rim protector back there, then isn't the over-switch
going
to bring
it's
on more
Jimmy.
Problems?
It's Jimmy, and it's been good.
But
they
when
have
it's not Jimmy...
But
when
they have the best
Jimmy,
rim defense in the league. Then it's Andre. The defense is good. The problem is that they bleed threes because guards are penetrating because the guys can't stay in front. So Tyler and Nunn and Goran get beat every single time. So what they have to do, you have to put size on the ball, you have to trap, and you have to rotate, right? Which A, that does a couple of things. A, you're running Jimmy into the ground even more because like everybody can focus on like, okay, like he's like running 50 pick and rolls a game. Well, I mean, you're asking him to run from the corner back in the paint to help and then back out the corner for the kick out. Like that's a lot of physical mileage.
And he had a bank with Sabonis all game.
And like they're switching Jimmy. Like you should be complaining about Jimmy having to switch, but that's because your guards can't stay in front of everybody.
Gee, to follow up on that, and Jimmy, by the way, is really good at the switching thing. Like he was doing a pretty good job containing Sabonis, even though that should not be like a good matchup for him at all. But he did what did you think?
It was amazing.
What did you think about the blitzing and trapping and why like it just keeps going to Sabonis in the middle of the floor and then they find open shots? Like why do you think they kept doing it for both games?
I think that the defense is catching up to their legs and they're not as quick as they were. And the ball's always going to move faster than your legs. And when it's Cleveland, right, and when it's like these bad teams, like remember, they played Utah and Lakers in the beginning of this stretch where they were playing really intense basketball. Like they're playing playoff level intensity defense. And that can't last this whole season. And
you know what, tonight, the defense was, they held them to 98 points in regulation.
No, it's good. I mean, it works.
It's not even bad defense.
It's hard on your body. It hurts.
Like, it is hard on your body, and I don't know if it's affecting them on the offensive end, but one thing I will say is that in overtime, they were hunting Duncan and Tyler, right? Like, you want those guys out there.
Duncan had the clamps.
Duncan was fine defensively. Like, Duncan literally was better than fine. He was actually really good defensively, but they were hunting those guys, and to me – it's like I don't understand why people like will sit there and say they don't need a guy like Kyle Lowry or Norm Powell. Could you imagine if it was Kyle Lowry and Norm Powell out there with Ariza, Bam, and Butler?
So like Norman Powell is like typically.
I'm just saying. Am I wrong?
I'm just in my head while you're saying that. I'm like, wow, G really got everything he wanted. Like we're over here talking about we need Lowry and Powell. Like
I mean, because I think the thing that a lot of people don't fully appreciate is that, especially with how Powell's been playing this season, they become your third and fourth best players. And that's maybe the thing that a lot of people aren't fully appreciating.
And they're both two-way guys. We don't have two-way guys.
Yeah, and Norm is shooting better from three than Ethan, way better from three than Tyler, and better from three than Duncan.
You know what it would mean? If Goran can come in the game off the bench and not have to run every single set, and he could just kind of like float around and pick his spots. Like that's the role.
If Jimmy could spend time on the floor not being your primary ball handler.
They've been flirting with Jimmy as a screener for ball handlers a lot, especially when Bam was out. And Jimmy as a screener, I know that Christian sent me the numbers. He would be like, I think in the 90th percentile if he qualified for, he's just not doing it enough. Like if they bring other ball handlers in, they've been working on things to get guys involved that don't need to have the ball in their hand.
Yeah, like they need a better ball handling situation.
Wait, now do I have to drink?
Raising.
Fucking drink.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.